I think we're good. We have shared. People are jumping into the stream. Welcome to the G Live broadcast for this week. That's not gaming. This is more of a talk show, more of a podcast for you guys to enjoy. A couple nights ago, Jeric, Glory, and the gang, they actually had the game night. Naglaro sila ng
Wavelength.
There you go. Wavelength, the newest party game from the man who can do no wrong. How was that like, Jeric? Just before we jump into the show.
Well, it was in my wish list since last year, but I already assessed the game was super fun. It proved to be super fun. I actually ordered the game last week, and right now I think if Hans's update was is still accurate, they have 3 stocks left. So I urge everyone to jump on that and order it from the website.
Wow, 3 stocks. Yeah,
just be careful with
picking it. That's a Tuesday update. Who knows?
Just be careful with delivery and pickup. It's
okay.
Still social distance.
All right. Before we jump into the show, real quick, you mentioned the website and you mentioned some games are running low. If you guys do decide to drop by gaminglive.com, you will see a new promo is up. We do have a little bundle there where in which if you purchase any amount of games worth 5,000 pesos, you can throw in a copy of Stick Stacks Philippine Edition for free. All right?
Ooh.
So 5,000 pesos, and then you just throw in
bamboo.
Stick Stacks. It'll count as 0 pesos in your cart, and that'll be our little gift for you during the enhanced community quarantine. So once again, GamingLive.com, sobrang solid nun, guys. 5,000 pesos, and you get free Stick Stacks. But with that being said, let's jump into the show. We're talking about the best games for new gamers, and today here it's your boy Leo from Gaming Library alongside our dashing curators. Gentlemen, please introduce yourselves.
Okay, this is Ben. Hello from Ben Dearsall. Hello.
Hi, I'm Ron.
This is Cthulhu.
Hi, I'm Jericho, one of the curators.
Yeah, and
we're all curators.
Yes, and thank you guys for making some time tonight. And of course, our viewers, maraming salamat for dropping by. If this is your first time here, this is G Live, and we usually talk about games. And for this specific episode, we're talking about gateway games. That's why it's called the Gateway Wars 2020 edition. We're asking our curators here what their best picks are for games to introduce to new gamers. There are going to be 2 picks from each, and I will also throw in a couple of mine. But before we jump into our main topic here, I want to check in on you fellas first. How are you doing during the enhanced community quarantine? It's been extended for maybe a couple weeks, give or take. Kumusta naman ang inyong experience? Ben, how are you doing?
Well, so far I've been catching up on my TV shows. I finished watching I had a backlog of the Supernatural show because it's their last season already, and I stopped because I hated that Roanna girl, whatever. But I'm finishing Supernatural and finishing Big Bang Theory. I finally watched Castlevania, whatever. And during that time, I've got a whole bunch of Transformer toys. I've been cutting all the boxes and flattening them. And they're like over there, and I think if I stack them together, they're like 12 inches high, just boxes all flattened down. So that's what I've been doing.
Man, parang ang saya ng buhay ni Ben. Ang dami niya napapanood na Netflix series.
That's just in the background.
Yeah, I can only hope to do that. I can't watch Money Heist in the background, man. I need the subtitles.
Wait. Oh, really? Okay, you're a reading person.
I can't. How about you, Ron? How have you been doing?
Well, I haven't been out ever since. The ECQ started, except for that one time when Vito left. So I went over to Vito, said our goodbyes. So yeah, because he went back to Indonesia already. Did you know that, Jericho?
Didn't know that.
Well, yeah, he left for Indonesia now. So yeah.
Temporary,
that's
permanent?
No, it was permanent. Kaya we said goodbye lang.
Wait,
and I have all his games.
A friend of yours got a flight out? How did?
Well, it's an international flight. I think it was at the time that it was allowed.
Wait, yeah. I want to interject on that. Kind of. That's the same thing that happened.
You are the now owner of his wonderful collection.
No. I'm not the owner. I'm just holding it for him.
You just have it, right?
Hi. Or you're babysitting.
Yeah. Ben, you were going to say?
Yeah, same thing happened with me. We had a friend named Caleb who teaches. He's like American, and then like the other time, like he also had to leave. Like, how in the world can you leave? And on that the day before he had to leave, I ended up buying his. They call it Baldur's Gate, the trail at Baldur's Gate. I got stopped by like the cop saying like, "Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm gonna go see a friend. Oh, you can't do that." Like that, I had to say like, "I just had to go shopping."
So, yeah. So your friend got to fly out, no?
Yeah, but the bad luck thing with him was the flight that he had was when there was an explosion in the runway.
Mm. It was that day.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
Just started flight.
The shifter.
Wow.
That was the day that happened. So puta, he and his family were still able to leave. So
okay.
People were leaving talaga.
All right, interesting. So people got to fly out. Okay. How about you, Jerick? How have you been doing?
Okay. More okay than most people. I have supplies. I've been scratching my board game itch with Board Gamery. Thank God that there's that service. So I'm kind of tempted to get a subscription because there's some games that are free on that website and I might just break. But I can't say it replaces the entire board game experience. Like, I do it in video calls with some friends, but it's weird between holding components and clicking a mouse.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
A lot of my friends are inviting me to join them. No, I'm not going to give in. It's still, I'd rather play with the PS games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
darn those mobile games eating your time.
I think this is the perfect time to like just accept it because we spend a lot of time as gamers dedicating like days of our week to play with our friends.
Yeah.
But now that we're forced to stay in, feeling like we just have to like lean into that hard and strong and just play single player all the way. I don't know, that just might be it. So that when we finally get to play outside, it'll be sweet. But
board games are for people.
I think the biggest problem we have is for us gamers, like, who do we play with first? Everyone wants to play. Who do we then prioritize in our different circles?
Like for me, I've been teaching my neighbors games.
Like, yo, I'm so tempted. Ron and I were once neighbors, and that would have been much easier. I think we would have been fine that way, but I had to move out. I'm a couple cities away now, and I don't know anybody in this building. Wala akong kilala dito. So I'm like, all right, I guess I have to stay in.
Don't forget, like, once the lockdown is done, still be careful, because like there could be a resurgence that could happen.
Yeah. No, for sure. Like,
so still be careful.
Legit, I believe, I've said this on several GLive discussions before, even after this ECQ has been lifted, I swear to God, I'm not going to leave the house for like another week or two. Like, feeling...
Yeah, you
got to stay in first.
That's like scary.
You got to stay in first.
There'd be like a new normal for playing with other guys. Everybody's like all bundled up. And like you spray your like components every time you move it.
That's ridiculous.
Just in case somebody else touches
it. That's ridiculous. But that's neither here nor there. We're good with checking in on each other. We have heard from the curators. If you guys at home have interesting stories about your quarantine experience, do put it in the chat. And as well, if you have suggestions for best games for new gamers, let us know as well. What's up to Chief Meeple Hans watching here right now? He's been working hard. He has been actually, if not the only, one of the few people in the GL office who have been working. So if you guys have been ordering on their website, do know that your packages have been wrapped with love by the big boss himself and sent out. So may mga nagtatanong kasi, pwede bang umorder sa GL? We can pay for it via bank, via PayPal, or however you can, but can you deliver? And yes, if your city or where you live can cover for Grab and you can book to our office and back, you can get your games. And again, best believe, yung bossing namin ang nagra-wrap ng mga games ninyo. So tonight, we gave him the day off. Sabi ko, Hans, wag ka na munang mag-stream. Kami na lang muna bahala. You take a break. So back into the topic, best games for new gamers. We're gonna start here with Ben. Ben, tell us about your first game. What game do you suggest to show new gamers in 2020?
Well, I'm going to go with my experience here because, again, with board games, it has to be social. So, I want to mention Time's Up, but that's kind of like too classic. So a little less classic would have to be just Avalon again. It'll introduce like the social aspects and with the deception, which makes things so much better. And you're forced to work with people that you don't know. It's like a great interaction. You'll learn more about the people you're playing with, in case you can tell if they're lying or not. Because if you're like, you know, if you're with a couple, they're going to see if like, oh no, I can't trust him anymore or whatever. So yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone has played Avalon at this point. So it's a really good gateway to start with. Just, you know, beware with the, you'll be able to tell now that your significant other is like lying to you. Let's see how well he does or she does or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, actually, I just want to say like when I started playing that first, it was in, oh, I can't pronounce it, Apothecary in Cubao. And the U thing, so that's the start thing. There were other gateway games that I played there, but that's one of the ones that stuck with me. Talaga. And like when they're like, and I'm in a group that I want to get to know the other people more, that's the one that I start with first, because we're instantly forced to work together, or like at least figure out. I mean, but sorry, forced to work together for the bad guys, which is actually more fun than when you're with the good guys.
Oh yeah.
So first gateway game, Avalon.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Also better than Resistance.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, I was gonna say my first foray into this game is this is actually a spin-off which became more popular than the original, which is the Resistance. And my first game of this type was the Resistance. I think it was the second printing. There's a new printing now with different art. But yeah, Avalon. Boys, what are your thoughts on Avalon here?
Well, if you're a big group, yeah, it's a good game, actually. But what if you have less than 4 players or less than 5? That.
Alternate for that actually should be, and I don't think this is that popular as much as Avalon, but this is what I actually wanted to mention, I swear. It's like, don't mess with Cthulhu, aka Time Bomb, because that one could just be played. It is actually slightly simpler, kind of, but still
it's
the same
deduction
thing. There's still someone who's like the bad guy, but you don't know if it's like one or two. And it's actually easier, kind of. There's less with the deduction, though, actually. And there's less personal interaction where you can trick other people. But yeah, that's easier for like smaller bunch of people. Say like 4. You can do it with 3, but it's not as fun because you're like down to the like last few cards na agad when you're like 3 players. So that kind of gets scary.
Yeah, but circling back here, the player count is one thing that you have to think about when you're playing Avalon. But yeah, at 6 to 8 players, there's very rarely any other game that will perform the same way Avalon can. And the Resistance recently came out with new expansion packs. I did not think the Resistance could ever do that again. And they came out with a couple more. It's available on Gaming Live right now, which adds a couple new roles. And the other one gives you, I think, more freedom of action. Like, there's more things you can do besides just lying and making accusations. So, yeah, Avalon, the Resistance... something like that. Avalon here and the Resistance, I can bundle them into one little box here.
Yeah, the same genre.
Yeah, Avalon is much better.
I think for everyone here, it's one of our first entry to the party game genre, the social deduction, big group game. So I think if we're gonna discuss like there's a gateway to party or social deduction, that is Resistance Avalon.
Yeah, Resistance / Avalon, yeah. I like that.
There's better party games, but social deduction, that's the start.
Yep, definitely. Ben, you have another game here to talk about. So from jumping from a big player count up to 8, you have another game to tell us about. What is your second game?
We're not going
to
go around, Muna.
Okay. Well, we'll get yours done, man. Go ahead.
I thought we were going to go with Need
around,
but anyway, all right.
Okay, so, do you want to do that? Because we can do that. I mean, it's up to you, man.
Let's do it like that.
Okay, very interesting decision here by the chairman, the commissioner. Okay, Ron, tell us about your game, buddy.
Yeah, so my game would be The Crypto. The first one is The Crypto.
A very new one. Like, a young...
Yeah. I actually did that before because, when I asked my neighbors, what they want to play, I first ask if they want a party game, a word game, or you know, something more in more thinking.
Yeah.
So they said word game, and then I asked if they wanted competitive or, you know, cooperative, because it would be either just one or the crypto. Well, they said they wanted to be competitive, so I brought out the crypto, and yeah, they really enjoyed that one. So that would be my pick. So, because it's tried and tested, right? Well, it's one competitive. It's a word game, and it involves everyone. I would have picked Codenames, but not everyone is kind of involved there. Like, there's only one clue giver, whereas in the crypto, like, you know, everyone gets their chance to give clues.
Yeah, the crypto to me seems like a gamery, a gamery Codenames. No, there's a lot more you can do. There's a lot more engagement and more ways for you to like do something right when you're playing the crypto.
Yes. Right, right.
Yeah. And actually, the crypto is actually now the number one ranked party game in BGG. Parang I don't recall when overpassed or passed Codenames, but it is number one. So I think people are now seeing the light that is the crypto. Actually, I have to ask though, because I think we have this qualm. Then how was the teaching process, or how is still the teaching process of the crypto?
Getting better the more times I teach it, so parang okay na.
I think that's like one hurdle I always have with the crypto is just the teaching process. It's just one of my issues. But I agree with Ron with that.
I think it's how engaged the people who are playing are. If they are engaged, parang they're more likely to absorb the game.
The comment kind of there would be like, again, like Butinga, you asked all your to be like, what kind of games do they want? If they wanted word games or not, because if you're introducing them first to games, talaga, there are guys na parang if it's gonna be like a word game, like they turn off when okay, it's gonna be Scrabble, it's gonna be words. I don't want to play this now. Like anything too intellectual, well, not too intellectual, parang too word related too much. Parang they kind of turned off because they want to have fun. They don't want to think too hard.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so Booty, ask your neighbors talaga which
the
one
the crypto
they,
can be played
for.
With phrases and names. It's not like Codenames where you guess, you give out one word guess. It's actually a phrase. It's how you interpret clues rather than the focus on the words. Yeah. The words is just moving along.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think the crypto is now the superior word game if we are going to describe it as a word.
Yeah, because I think the crypto,
it's easily graspable by the general public.
Can also include non-verbal. I think a little bit of non-verbal comes into play when you play the crypto. And again, there's more mechanics. I've seen the game played, and I've seen the components. It's just a prettier game overall than Codenames. I mean, Codenames is linear. Codenames is clean.
Oh, no.
It's streamlined. But again, there's a reason why the crypto is now the number one party game on BGG. With the crypto out of the way, let's hear about Jericho's pick here. Jericho, what's your first game?
When I'm faced with newcomers like playing for the first time, I just bring out Zombie Dice. I think it's a game that has enough theme to describe. Like, you tell everyone you're zombies and you're trying to catch brains, humans, in the form of dice, and you just roll and play. And that simple mechanic of rolling it and then pushing your luck, I think, has a really good experience. And it's very cheap too. It's like less than 1,000 still for 13 dice.
That's
and
cheap.
Well, relatively now for board games. Yep. And technically, there's no player limit because you could play as many. But as you add more players, it bogs down the turn. But yeah, if you have 5 to 6 or 4 people, Zombie Dice is like always a good gateway game I play.
Yeah. Before we jump into Zombie Dice a little more, I have a few things to say. Jarek, I think you have some friends in chat. You want to say hi to them?
Yeah, so hello to Jessica, my girlfriend, Deo, Shelly, who's watching now. I have 2 cousins who are watching, Enzo and Kuya Mike. So hello to everyone. Thank you for supporting this hobby.
Yep. Hopefully you get them into games if they're not already. And this episode is perfect for family members, for friends who are like just parallel into board games. Shout out to my buddy Popoy. What's good, Popoy Gaming? He's watching right now. Man, board game soon. Alright, so back to Zombie Dice. I like how you said that it's cheap. It's simple. It's basically scalable, and essentially it pulls from our species innate love of dice. Man, for thousands of years, our people, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Romans, we've been playing dice games for all these years, bro.
Is this
don't
research?
Like dice?
Is this dude, because again, one of the weird things I've been doing during the quarantine is I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed. So Assassin's Creed goes way back in like different time periods. So... And I'm like, wait, there's dice games in all of these things. Like, these people, no matter what era it is, whatever century, they play dice games. So this one resonates.
I would like... With zombie dice, though, is there like one that's not zombie themed?
Yeah, I think Zombie Dice has some reskins. Like, there's a Batman one. Yeah. There's another one I'm missing, but there are other versions of the game because it's by Steve Jackson Games, and they have some IP, so they are fond of reskinning it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just like to think now there are some people who were not into zombies, and I know that that's been used as other types. So, other than that, Batman, what are the other things that it could be put into for people who are not into eating other people?
Possible, possible. Ron, you were saying.
Oh no, I was surprised that Jericho didn't pick Quinto over Zombie Dice.
We'll see.
Well, now you mentioned
it. One more game for each.
Do we just dial back now?
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you guys need to say about Zombie Dice? Because I think it's a solid pickup, especially it's so cheap, right? Especially for new gamers, they're not burned. Because sometimes whenever we buy games or we get introduced to games, tapos we fall in love with it. It's like a bad relationship, right? You're like good with it for the first week or the first month, and then eventually they're like, oh, that was a mistake. Hindi pala tama yon. I shouldn't have committed so much. Yeah, so you put like $100, 5,000 pesos, 3,000 pesos into something you don't enjoy. Ito Zombie Dice, like what, 800, 700? It's not bad.
I think 80 if my prices are right.
Yeah.
How much is it now, Exploding Kittens?
It's like 1.4, 1.5, 1.4.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we're going, what the cheapest game would not? I mean, like would be like Adarna, which is something, like just one small deck.
Yeah. Never mind. But this has components. And again, how awesome a game is almost just as important as how good it makes the gamer feel. So if your new gamer gets burned early on in their career or their lifespan as a gamer, they might not last, diba? So again, Zombie Dice here, it's very safe. And good pickup, Jeric. Binati na ni Ron, so let's get into your next game. You were wondering why Quinto isn't here.
Yeah. My second game is Quinto. It's a roll and write. It's a gateway to that so genre. And I think to play player, so it has that pusher luck feeling as well that's not really highlighted when you teach the game or when you play the game. But that feeling of a score sheet that's getting tighter and tighter, and when you're rolling the dice and hoping you get the right numbers at the right roll, I really love that game. So far I've played it like 20 times, and I'm not losing like the overall enjoyment of it.
Wait,
haven't you finished your pad yet?
I have. I had to resort to laminating the last 6 sheets. I wasn't part of the crew of laminating it to begin, because I believe in consuming the things I bought.
You paid for it, yeah.
But I was in the last 6 sheets. Okay, it's either I buy a new one or, okay, I have to join the laminating crew. So I laminated the last 6 sheets, and I even printed other online third-party sheets just in case.
I love it.
Yeah, there's some BGG files that you can download, like resized and
parang just in case you forget to laminate tas naubos, right?
That's true. If you don't count your sheets,
how do you feel about that's so clever over Quinto?
We will talk about it.
Gateway game.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later, because That's So Clever is actually one of my picks. So,
Sorry.
How perfect is that, right? Because it's an evolution, guys. It's an evolution. A lot of us here consider weight and complexity in different forms, and some of us, like Jeric here, are very forgiving. You're thinking about the intellectual load or the front loaded information that the gamer will go through. So Quinto and Zombie Dice, very low barrier of entry. As in, parang pwede kang may paglaro sa bagong gising and they'll kinda get it.
Yeah, these are really great. People who haven't had gaming experience, not even Monopoly experience, like those who are not, like, have that experience of putting their minds, okay, we're gonna compete, we're gonna think of solutions or strategies or decisions.
Yeah, I love it. So basically, in Jericho's mind, it's not their first designer board game. It might even be their first board game, period.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so that's a nice way to define gateway games in 2020. But on my end, I guess we'll jump into that now. It's more of a, I assume that you have some sort of idea. And even if not, I'll assume you're a smart person somehow anyways. So I'll put a little bit of weight on you, friend.
Oh,
so my first game is going to be Ganshan Clever, a.k.a. That's Pretty Clever, by Wolfgang Warsch, the man who can do no wrong. It's interesting, dude, how he has come to create or... No, how he has revived and put under, like, an amazing renaissance, the roll and write genre. So, Ganshan Clever here, the reason I picked it is because, one, it's themeless. So, despite the heavier intellectual front load of the game, potentially, parang hindi nila iniisip masyado yung kung anong ginagawa nila. It's more just the numbers. It's basically an Excel game. And
no.
So there's a point of contention here. Why? No. What is it? What is it, Ron? What is it?
No, Dan. You know what? I've tried it. Like Quinto and Ganshan Clever. I made the same person play it, and like Quinto, he got it immediately. Ganshan, like, this is a smart guy, right?
Yes. Okay.
And tapos parang kapatulin lang siya. Parang what's happening?
Like, okay.
Picking out random numbers so lang, wasn't even thinking about how he's gonna score.
Okay. Well,
like it's the kind of game that you have to play a lot of times so that you will get a good score. Even kahit ako, hirap na ako eh, parang shit, this is a bad roll. What am I gonna do?
Yeah. Diba? No, to me what's interesting is sans another roll and write, Imperial Settlers roll and write, this is a game that feels like regardless if you win or not, or if you got a high score or not, basta naka-combo ka one time or like you saw your board, like you have a have a sense of fulfillment, and that's what I'm looking for, right?
That was the thing with
for us, I think we can feel that, pero for the newbie, I think in combo pa, what's that doing? Parang you have to explain the combo pa.
Yeah, well, I guess okay lang ako doon. I'm a little more patient when it comes to that. And the look on their face the first time it happens is priceless to me. It's like, check this out. Do this. See what happens. And then they'll follow it. And then like, oh! And then that's what I live for. And then hopefully that they also get that dopamine high of that combo. That's the diretso nila yun. They say one more game. And
yeah, that's what happened to me.
Yeah, see?
When I did combo to combo, part like, yes!
Yeah.
I didn't win, but still.
Yeah, but
that's
again,
the one that got me like, I want to play again.
Yeah, not to discount Ron's
story.
But
I would say na...
Yeah, it's very real. That's very interesting, my dude. That you taught someone Quinto, smart person, and then you taught them Ganshan, it didn't click. Oh, that's very interesting.
I'd say na you have to start with Quinto first for a gateway game over That's So Clever. But still.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I might be optimistic here. But that's my first pick. We're going to circle back here, Ben. What is your second game?
Okay, it's over. Never mind, forget it. Okay, so starting with the base game, I like stories with my games. I mean, usually the first games you had, diba, parang, what do you call the classic games where you start from the start and then you have to go to the end? That's not Snakes and Ladders. It's like that. So the first board game talaga for me had story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Betrayal at the House on the Hill as a gateway game where you are sucked in, you get a complete story, you are one of the characters, you have an ending, a happy ending or a bad ending, it depends on how you play. And it's also a slight, very slight way to get into role-playing, kind of, because you have your stats, you have a character, and you can even pick your character, flip the board and whatever. And, oh god, it's like the horror, and if you're like if your friend is like into movies, that's a problem with Betrayal because it's a horror thing. Yeah? Like,
yeah.
If they had like a different theme that's not horror. But if your other is like, at least familiar with anything, like this is a werewolf story, this is a witch story, this is an invisible man story, this is a labyrinth story, this is a vampire story, this is like that. So there are like 50 types of stories that you could get into exploring talaga was so much new. And the way you play it, you just go little by little. You don't have to explain the whole game kaagad, and so the person will get overwhelmed. Like, you're just fine lang. Explore first. No one's gonna die. It's fine. It's safe. Until the hunt happens, in which case, everything goes to Cthulhu hell. Depends. So parang, as a starting, one of the first games niya that someone showed me was this. Parang, wow, this is so interesting. You had like, you know, story talaga. Depending on, again, who plays with you.
Yeah.
But, oh, and you can't have this short lang. Like, you have to devote like 2 hours for it. For a good game, mm-hmm. talaga. Mm-hmm. So somebody had like a game that was just 15 minutes because they had the blob story and they triggered the hunt kaagad and the blob expanded and everybody died at once. But that's a story for another time.
Yeah, this is so, our first game that's pretty theme heavy and that is pretty long, no? 2 hours. That's quite a time commitment.
It might be heavy, but it's a good introduction to that. Because you're invested in the story and you're not the one who's just winning.
Yeah.
Like, you're with friends and you're fighting for your life together. Unless it's a kind of type of game where you have to eliminate each other. Yeah. Which happens.
Unless it hunts. Yeah.
So it's not like if you play like a long game like Ticket to Ride, na parang, I'm just going to be the winner. Ganon. Here, talagang, you have to feel righteous that we must defeat the wolf man.
Yeah,
or like,
yeah.
Or but, no, I'm like,
is this game alpha heavy? Because again, it starts as a cooperative game. I haven't played many betrayals, but how is the alpha situation here? Can you play it just by, like, by telling others what to do? What happens then?
Times because some people just want to go off alone lang by themselves, and it's actually fine. There is a, let's see. Not counting the betrayer factor, because like he's just solo. Eh. If he's solo, then that's fine. But if you're like three people, I don't think I've ever had that thing. We were all talking together. Eh. We were all doing the strategy. Talaga. Yeah. Like we're all doing our secret winks. Para we're hoping that the other person doesn't hear. Mm. Sorry, the betrayer doesn't hear because he's at the table.
Of course.
I don't think we had an alpha talaga.
Yeah.
When I taught it to some people. Was I the villain? Yeah, I was the villain at that time.
That's your so favorite, thing. Your favorite thing is to be the villain.
Not always. Because, like, you know, I want good guys to win palagi. So,
I think if I can chime in, I think because there's like 50 scenarios in Hunt, so if you play it once or twice, there's no way for you to alpha game because the objectives are different Hunt. And if you're playing with the side of people that's like a team, the human, it's really hard to tell. Sometimes the thing that you need to achieve is not yet revealed in the board, the items you need to pick up. So unlike Pandemic, where you could technically math out the turns and the probabilities of the outbreaks, this, you have to read your opponent's movements. You are playing with one player and not the board.
Yeah.
So if that traitor player is playing wildly different, you can't really alpha your way in.
Yeah.
Wait,
I agree.
Actually, there is a part talaga na I think I remember somebody was isolated, and like he was scared because he was like far off. We're off on the other side of the room, and parang it didn't feel like an alpha moment. It's just that he felt so alone and helped. Like, what do I do? And then we had to actually like say that you gotta do this. But yeah. I think he was overwhelmed and scared. I think it was the cat cookie. I think.
No spoilers.
I'm not sure.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
No worries. There's like, it's like a 50-50.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. So for those people watching and they're wondering, oh, ano, paano yung alpha gamer syndrome? Take it like this. I understand now what Jericho's talking about. You really can't alpha out the game because you're not sure exactly what is out there, even if you know what hunt it is. Kasi minsan nga hindi pa lumalabas yung objective for either the betrayer or even the human side. So, with that being said, Betrayal in the House in the Hill here, it aged pretty well. Like, interestingly enough, it's a game that aged well despite being part of the older designs.
Speaking of getting old and retro, don't forget the Scooby-Doo Betrayal.
Oh yeah, Scooby-Doo Betrayal coming up real soon. And that's underway despite the coronavirus going out. I think that's going to be published still on schedule. Let's move on to the next title here. Ron, what's your next game?
It's CSR. So, Century Spice Road.
I love it. I love it.
Ooh, you still have a copy?
Nobody picks
Yeah, why?
Jeez.
I don't know. I thought...
I even did a golden edition.
Ah, you had the... Ah, okay.
Yeah, I got both copies. Yeah, and a copy to play. So the story there is, I have a friend who's like into economics and wanted to learn board game. So I was tempted to bring out Container, but I think parang he doesn't have any experience or whatsoever with board games. So I brought up Century Spice Road. Parang after the first play, he got it, enjoyed it, and you know, I hope na tuloy-tuloy na.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I love it. Century Spice Road here. Ben is wondering, nasaan yung Splendor? To be honest, yeah. I think all of you guys mentioned Splendor. If not, I'm pretty sure it's in the back of your mind. And people watching too is like, Splendor! But di nila binabagat yung Splendor? Guys, Splendor is half a century, half a decade old. It's basically...
Bago naman, diba?
Yeah,
it's Spice Road old.
It's basically part of the echelon of Catans, of Monopolies right now. As in, a lot of gamers today... who are heavy gamers started with Splendor. So we're here to introduce a new wave of gateway games for new gamers. And yeah, Century Spice Road here, I will agree and argue that it's a Splendor killer. I love it. And yeah, it's a great game to introduce to people who love the economy of things. Who are like, dapat ganito, I have to maximize what I do here to get the maximum returns. And yeah, I this was a game I originally hesitated to play. But then when I started, I'm like, ang ganda nito. I love it. I like both, Golem and the original.
Which is preferable to introduce more, because I'd say Golem has more personality, but, you know, some either. People are not
Golem
into
Golem is like bigger theme, and it's cuter.
Yeah,
It's not cute.
That's why.
So, yeah.
Pero ang cool lang na sa Century Spice Road is they're actually cool spices, like basil, and, What's the yellow turmeric?
If I'm choosing the non-Golem edition, it's easier to actually say this spice, like the cumin,
cumin,
and what not. Over the minerals, it's easier to remember.
Yeah. But again, mas maganda tignan yung Golem, di ba?
Golem,
It's like crystals, and it's like, ooh. And so Century Spice Road here. Jerick, why are you so wilded out? Do you not have a copy anymore, or is it? Do you find it hard?
I sold my copy already.
Why would you do that?
Because funny story. Ron has a new game from SN last year that I found was very similar to the mechanics of Century Spice. So it's play one card, do the card effects, and then there's also that rest action. You get new cards as you go. You score different objectives. And my biggest issue with Century Spice was always the theme of it. So. Even if I could teach the game well, it's hard to grasp without that theme. Especially, I always get flack about when you get new card within the market and you drop some spices along the way. Like, thematically, that's you trading with different channels and getting more information about next card. But for them, your spices are falling off the wagon.
It doesn't make sense,
one of those things that... And okay, it's not perfectly thematic, but I had enjoyed my time with that game enough so to say that, okay, it's time to go. Let's wait for Aquatica, which has no news yet about a publishing, like being imported yet. I'm not sure, so I don't know if I...
It's going to delay.
Yeah, most likely. The publisher is one of the newcomer, so maybe that's that. So I'm now Century Spice Roadless, and I don't even have Aquatica, but... So,
yeah, so you that's a double boo-boo for you. Yeah, okay. So again, Century Spice Road, guys. I think we still have it in stock. If not, it's part of a trilogy. Century Eastern Wonders and Century New World. I think Century Spice Road is in a league of itself and is not killed by either of its sequels. And let's not even talk about Century Eastern Wonders. I don't think it doesn't count. It's something else. But yeah, that Century Spice Road, really good pick here. Let's hear from Jericho. Jerick, what's your next game?
No, we already talked about my second game. So
yeah,
we did
actually.
Oh, no.
You're the last one.
Right, amazing. All right, well.
You're the last one, Leo.
Well, my game here is... It's themed, I gotta say. But okay, I hope this works, right? Because this is not as heavy as Ganshon. And I wonder if you guys have played this. Because I know that in the GL headquarters, we're crazy over this. This is a game called Unmatched. Are you guys fans of Unmatched?
Oh!
I haven't played
it. I have a copy inbound. And Recently, I became a fan of fighting game. Mm-hmm. I'm a fanboy now, so Unmatched has that lighter feel. So yeah, I bought a copy from a fellow curator, so I'm gonna get that her after this quarantine done.
Yeah,
I actually have a Bruce Lee expansion now, but I don't have the base.
What? You have the Bruce Lee? Oh, what? Okay, I need the Bruce Lee expansion. This game...
It's already pre-order in Gaming Library.
Yep, so... there you go. So I need to...
Folk.
Yeah, get high off my own stock. But yeah, this
younger folks are not going to get into...
This is Unmatched. And it's called the Battle of Legends. It's the first box. The next one is called Cobble and Fog. Essentially, the story of Unmatched is you're getting different icons of pop culture, of literature, of myth, and you're just making them fight. And the game is so simple because it's basically just moving around spaces, playing cards, and fighting. That sounds dumb, right? It almost sounds roll and move dumb.
But isn't it like Exceed?
Ish, yes. Actually, you know
lighter.
What? Lighter than Exceed.
Yeah, because Exceed has, like, the cards act as two different kinds. There's that boost action and the main action. Here, the cards just are more straightforward. So it's less of a unloading of the information. And since there is now a board that you move in, it's easier to visualize when you're playing.
Yeah, yeah. And the game is so beautiful. I think this is one of the things that will really pull in the new gamers. The fact that the art is so awesome, it's commissioned off of a production team that makes minimalist Art Nouveau movie posters. So yun yung theme ng buong set. When you open the box, look at the cards, they're all like kind of on theme, but still unique to the characters. And it has miniatures.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Yes.
Unbelievably.
Are they painted?
No, they're finished though. They're finished. They have like a nice little shaded finish. And for a game that's sub 2,500 pesos, to have miniatures, to have cards, and to have like art this beautiful, I think it's on par or maybe even better than Exceed in the art direction side.
I'm thinking kind of, does anybody after the year 2000 would still think that Bruce Lee is like a big deal right now? Like, who are the iconic characters that they have there? Who are... Because you can't say millennials, because millennials are actually, like, in their late 20s already. What's, like, the next gen, whatever?
I like... good question, Ben. Again, really interesting where your mind goes. You're wondering if people still know Bruce Lee in the age of coronavirus. But here's the thing. In the base box, Battle of Legends, you have... timeless, common property characters that are just like popular wherever you go. You got Medusa, you got Sinbad the Sailor, you got King Arthur, and you got Alice in Wonderland. And what's interesting here is they give him a little twist, right? So Medusa here is kind of like an anti-hero. Alice in Wonderland, maybe even a heroine. Alice in Wonderland here, she's got a twist wherein instead of being a slave to the fear of Wonderland, she actually tamed the Jabberwock and she's fighting with the Jabberwock. And then Sinbad here is essentially more of a pirate, unless he really is a pirate. And then Arthur is kind of like going berserk. Arthur is just like war
mongering. Yeah, he doesn't look like a noble king.
Yeah, he looks like a Mongol, like a barbarian. Yeah.
If I can add, what I'm so excited is that you could now have those like dream matches and fights when you play. So if I have my Bruce Lee play Alice in Wonderland, we could say, who would win in a fight, Bruce Lee or Alice in Wonderland? And if Alice in Wonderland wins, then that's a funny story to tell.
Yeah.
They should totally be Unmatched, but make it into like an American Idol singing thing. Taylor Swift versus Britney Spears versus like Lady Gaga versus Carly Rae Jepsen.
Well, good luck on getting the licenses for those characters, you know, the likenesses.
No, you don't have to say that. Lady Gogo! And you could go like Carlo Light Ray Jansen or like Britney Shields or something. I don't know.
Possibly. But that's my last pick here. Again, guys, what we're trying to do here is show you guys a new generation of gateway games. There are a lot of games out there that we all grew up on. I mean, not literally grew up on. We got into gaming rather late, mostly in our teens or in our early 20s. But some of these games, they just came out and they're of maybe even superior quality now. I think Splendor modern. Has aged. Yeah, these are more modern. Let's just call them more modern.
And, yes!
Yeah, these are our picks. These are 8 games, guys. Solid games that you can show new gamers. And we believe, well, for my picks, maybe question mark on Ganshon. But you can show these games to them and they will enjoy it for sure. Let's go into the chat real quick and say hi to friends and family. We have here Jasmine Zabala. Is Jasmine a friend of somebody here
Hello.
On the show?
Not mine.
Okay, well, Jasmine here is enjoying the show. Love it. Thank you. We have Alan. Have you guys played Escape from the Alien in Outer Space? Anybody played that here?
Yeah. The one that nobody can hear you scream. Mm-hmm. That one.
What's that like? What's that like?
Oh, who speaks first?
Whoever was speaking, go ahead. Continue your sentence.
If this is the game talaga, the thing is, like, you don't have to be familiar with like Alien to play it, but putting it together, I haven't played kasi with more than just 2 people there. So it's just me versus the alien. Then we switched me versus, then I'm the alien versus the survivor.
So one-on-one, yeah.
Yeah. So it would be so much cooler if we have like 3 survivors running around trying to escape the alien that's trying to eat you. So that's actually, I'm into that because of the story and trying to escape. The thing is, we cannot be, it's not cooperative in a way because you don't know where the alien is and you don't know where your friends are depending on what version you're playing. It's good, but for a gateway game, is it too smart? To everything's in your imagination, kind of, because you're plotting your character blind. I think it's a little too
technical.
Yeah, it's too hard. Technical, siguro, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
probably like third game to introduce to someone to play.
Yeah, and, yeah, yeah. But I think that's the price you pay for immersion. I think the game is very immersive. It's got a great feel. And when you're playing it, you're really into it. Alan, the person who introduced this to us, well, the one he asked in chat, he said he played with 8 people, though. And
oh my god, that's gonna miss! How many aliens was
they
that?
Almost survived. I don't know, man, but the way it sounds.
2 or 3.
Yeah.
It's 2 or 3.
That would be so much fun. The aliens are coming after you. You're like all panicking.
Yeah, the way it sounds is like he played it like Avalon, as it is, right? So that's a big group. But yeah, thanks, Alan, for that. Interesting game there. Escape from the Alien in Outer Space. What's up to Sab, baby sister tuned in? What's up to the rest of the family? How you guys doing? Hope you guys are doing all right. But yeah, essentially, that's our take on the best games for new gamers. We gave you guys 8 picks. If you have any more suggestions, put it in the chat. A half and half now. Yeah. Wow, so 4 aliens, 4 humans.
That's too much, man. That's like, the humans are doomed.
That's brutal.
That sounds like
unless
hell.
Unless they have like the laser guns to kill the aliens, or like the aliens kill each other by accident. That's scary though. That's fun. Oh my gosh, that's fun.
Check this
out. Can we have our like games that we didn't get to fit in our top 2 that we could have included but we didn't? For our gateway games.
Well, there's Splendor. No, like, okay, real quick, one last game from everybody. Go for it before you end the show.
Yeah, just at all. Like, what is the exploding kitten's killer?
What's
is
that?
Is there an exploding kitten's killer?
Oh, it's a question. It's a question. I thought you were talking about a specific game.
Yeah, because the game would have been exploding kittens. Because like none of our games are actually card games. A gateway game that's for cards. So the thing that would have been like that would have been. That, but the game that people keep looking for was Monopoly Deal. So yon. But if not Exploding Kittens, if not Monopoly Deal, what's the new one? Gateway, na card game.
Cabo. I hear a lot of people like Cabo.
Cabo.
Oh
yeah.
God, Cabo, because it's like the whole math.
Sorry, my vote now goes to Point Salad as the card or Sushi Go actually.
Not no, Sushi Go.
I go
it's
for Point Salad.
Game.
Point Salad.
Point Salad is. Cards.
Yeah.
Yep. It's and, just cards.
Yeah. And Point Salad again. It has this whole feel of fulfillment. Like I, regardless if I won or not, I made this awesome spread
salad.
Of salad of fruits. Yeah. Right. And vegetables.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the tomato is a fruit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
most of Filipino
vegetables
the Filipino
and the fruit.
Card? I said fruit.
Is fruit? Is a Filipino edition going to be coming out?
Cannot confirm or deny, but yeah. So there you go. That's essentially your take on the Exploding Kittens Killer. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's broadcast of G Live. Alan, thank you guys for being part of this. Just finished the D&D session. And yeah, first time daw nila mag D&D. Thanks for dropping by the G Live. Yes. Who was gonna say something? No? Okay. Alright. Okay, I thought somebody asked for something. Thank you guys for dropping by. On behalf of the curators, this is Ben, this is Jerick, and over there is Ron. We will see you guys the next time we go live right here on the Gaming Library page. Do check out our website.
Subscribe!
www.gaminglive.com. And of course, yeah, subscribe to the GLive Game Night YouTube channel. And yeah, our podcast is still up on Spotify. Look for it, GLive, the Gaming Library. Peace out. Y'all stay safe and healthy. And we'll get through this. Kapit lang. All right? Keep on gaming.
Bye.